ArtSpace, in collaboration with Create New South Wales, is launching its latest exhibition, the 2025 Visual Arts Fellowship Emerging this Thursday. The exhibition will run from August 21 through to October 19. Joining me on the 2SER airwaves to tell us more about ArtSpace is ArtSpace Associate Curator Sarah Rose. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Can you give us a little bit of background as to what the 2025 New South Wales Visual Arts Fellowship, or VAFE, is about?
Sure. So it's kind of a partnership that we've had with Create New South Wales that has actually been exhibited at ArtSpace since 1997. So it's had quite a long history at ArtSpace. Basically, it really just celebrates the dynamism of early career artists in New South Wales. So every year, a short list of finalists is selected by an independent panel and gets to work closely with a curator to kind of develop an ambitious presentation that is then exhibited at a group show, which you've mentioned is called VAFE. This year we've got six exciting artists. They're really engaging with some really critical ideas of our times, working across different social, political and cultural conditions that kind of shape this contemporary moment through a range of conceptual and material concerns.
Wonderful. And one finalist will win $30,000 mm-hmm. to pursue a self-directed professional development program. And the winner will be announced this Thursday at 6:30 during the professional development, the exhibition opening mm-hmm. at ArtSpace. This is very exciting. So what do people usually typically undertake mm-hmm. for their professional development? I guess to sort of give an idea to maybe some future emerging artists who are interested.
Yeah. So as you've mentioned, the program is really shaped by professional development. So that happens throughout the entire process of working with ArtSpace, because we really kind of encourage artistic innovation, peer relationships, kind of this network building, collaboration, but also this idea of having curatorial advocacy. So we actually work closely with them to kind of help them think about what that professional development program might be. And as you've mentioned, one really fortunate artist will receive $30,000 to go towards this. They all kind of really do different things with that. It really depends on their artistic practice, the kind of things they're interested in, but also the ways in which they're considering their practice into the future. Some of the common things that people do is travel. They'll often use the funding to go traveling to engage with different types of peers or organizations or other artists. Many artists actually also engage in mentorship programs, so reaching out to other professionals or other kind of more senior artists to get some guidance or even just have knowledge exchange and to kind of, I guess, really expand their practices or consider other ways of working and thinking about their kind of conceptual or material interrogations. So it is kind of broad. Everyone does really different things. It's kind of hard, I guess, to really understand what that can be. But as long as it comes under this idea of professional development, you can kind of do
whatever you like.
Nearly anything you'd like, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic opportunity. And the shortlisted finalists for 2025, what are the sort of artworks that are on display this year?
Yeah, so this year everyone went quite, I'm going to say, like, really oscillating between sculpture, installation and video. It's quite an embodied show. And I think kind of really considering that immersive aspect of work, really encouraging people to move through and around work. And it's kind of this interesting thing that often happens with the fellowship where or the VAFE exhibition where people really want to go big and really play with scale. And I think that actually comes into the underpinnings of what the program allows. And it is this idea to think really experimentally, think expansively, and also kind of take risks with their practice. So I think a lot of the artists have really done that. I won't give too much away because I do want you all to come see it. But there is something really exciting about the ways in which these early career artists are considering their practices in this show and really thinking about what that spectatorship is and the kind of interaction that these works can have with audiences.
Yeah, wonderful. And what is the sort of impact that VAFE has on these early career artists in New South Wales?
So it's, I mean, it's hard to measure, but I will say, like, this, before it came to ArtSpace, it's actually got a 120-year history, this fellowship.
Wow.
It's had many different identities and different names, but it is considered one of the kind of pillars of the New South Wales art scene. It allows artists to, I guess, really have this kind of springboard into their careers, and many of the people who have been the recipient of the fellowship, but also just finalists in the kind of program, have gone on to do some incredible things and have actually been some of the leading voices both nationally and internationally in the arts world.
Wow, that's really inspiring. And looking ahead at the 2026 VAVE, when are applications open for this?
So they're opening very, very soon. I will say in the next few weeks. So please keep an eye out on our website, which is artspace.org.au, as well as our Instagram, because we will announce when that goes live. But it is very soon. So everyone start thinking about what you might do if you do or are interested in applying. You can also look at last year's kind of information that's online as well, just to kind of get a sense of what it might be. But keep an eye out and watch this space, because it is opening very soon.
Wonderful. And are the applications online? Is that?
Yes. Yeah. Perfect. So they're online through Create New South Wales's website, because they're the kind of, they run the program, and it's they're kind of, you know, their, they support it and platform it. So it'll be through their website, which I think is createnewsouthwales.com.au.
Fantastic. Sarah Rose joining me on 2SER Airwaves to speak about the 2025 New South Wales Visual Art Fellowship Emerging Program. I can't wait to see this exhibition, Sarah. Thank you so much for chatting to me today. VAFE is on from the 21st of August to the 19th of October at the ArtSpace Visual Arts Centre, housed in the historic Gunnery Building in Woolloomooloo. This is a free event, so there's absolutely no reason not to come along. Thank you, Sarah, for chatting to me today.
No, thank you for having me.